18 May 2012, Richardson Masjid, after Maghrib, Asia Lecture, Dallas, yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله I express my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given me this opportunity of being with you here in this mosque talking about Islam. I first want to make a little bit of correction. I have not done my PhD, I am not a doctor. Number one. Collection number one. Number two, I worked as an assistant professor for a long 26 years in Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology. Then I worked as an assistant professor again in another university controlled by OIC, this Organization of Islamic Conference, another 7 years. So 26 plus 7. 33 years I have taught electrical electronic engineering. I had no promotion. I was an assistant professor and I joined BUET in 1969. I went out as an assistant professor in 1995. I am a simple BSc engineering graduate. So, as an engineering graduate, I had the opportunity of working in a power station for 2 years. I graduated in 61, then worked in a power station for 2 years. Then I joined the famous English Electric Company of England, English Electric Company. I underwent a course of training also in England for 7 months, working in their factories at Stafford, Liverpool, Rugby, Leicester. So I had the opportunity of working as an electrical engineer, as an electrical engineer for a long 8 years. After that I joined BUET. Because of my experience in the practical field, because of my training in England, I used to be the advisor for electrical engineering to the Vice Chancellors all 26 years. So alhamdulillah, I worked as an electrical engineer for 8 years and then taught electrical engineering for another 33 years, 26 years at Bangladesh University of Engineering and Technology, then 7 years at Islamic University of Technology, 33 years, 8 years plus 33 years. I retired in 2002 when my age reached 62. But for the last 10 years I have been teaching part-time. I am not allowed to leave. I teach electrical engineering part-time basis. So long 50 years, I graduated in 61, BS Engineering degree I took. And it has been a long time. I am still an electrical engineering student, teaching engineering. I am not a scholar of engineering. I cannot claim that. I didn't do masters. I didn't go for PhD. That is why I was not given a promotion. When I joined after 8 years of service in practical field, the then Vice Chancellor Dr. Abdul Rashid, who was a very famous person, asked me, why are you coming to university after having worked for 8 years outside? I said, I have a special purpose in mind. I will not disclose that now. But he asked me, your friends have all done PhDs. You have worked outside for 8 years, now you want to come here. Then you will have many misunderstandings regarding promotion. I said, I don't want a promotion. I have a purpose in life. I want to follow that. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me much more than I even desired, I even imagined. This is the important part which has brought me to America. I remained with a famous scholar of Islam, Hafiz Maulana Muhammadullah, very well-known person in Bangladesh. He was a Hafiz, he was an alim, Muhammadullah was his name. I remained with him as a servant for a long 13 years. I traveled with him in many places. I was his khadim, his servant, during Hajj in 1980. I served him as his khadim, as his servant, in Jeddah, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, full 1 month. I again traveled with him to England in 1985 as his khadim, his servant. I had the rare good luck of being a servant of his. I am not an alim, I am not a religious scholar. I am an electrical engineer, simple engineering graduate. This great man asked me at one stage, you have lived with us, you have remained with us. I now entrust you with the responsibility. You should speak to the people as you have seen us speak. Invite men to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the sunnah of the Prophet. So, I have explained, I hope clearly, that I am not a scholar of Islam. I am neither a scholar of repute in engineering. I was a simple BS engineering graduate. My students, they love me, and once people love you, they always talk a little more than you are. So my purpose here is to follow the instruction I had from a mentor. Work for Islam. Work for Deen. Work for the Deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How to work for it? He said, just speak to them as your experience teaches you. So I speak my experiences as an English educated young man and an old man who remained with the ulama for a long time. How I saw them, how I felt about it. I don't give sermons. I only talk about my experience. For example, I have been given a topic today, purification of hearts. Tazkiyah nafs. This is a very important branch of Islam. The scholars of Islam classify the amal of the Prophet in 5 categories. Number 1, aqaid, fundamentals of faith. Class 2 or category 2, ibadat, which you very well understand. Class 3, muamalat, our transactions, dealings with people, transactions. Branch 4 or class 4 or category 4, our social dealings, muasharat. Branch 5 is tazkiyah-e-nafs, internal character. This is a branch which you cannot show.
What was number 4, Baba, again? Number 4?
Muasharat.
Muasharat.
Social dealings, behavior with the people around you. That is how they categorize. the amal of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Branch number 5 is tazkiyatun nafs. Tazkiyatun nafs. I am not delivering a scholar's sermon. I am just expressing my feelings when somebody asks me the question, speak to us regarding this topic. I express my feelings about his question. Tazkiya means purification. Nafs means, doesn't mean the soul. Soul is the ruh. Nafs means the person we are. Is a very special word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it for himself also. So soul is at the base of our creation. Our Prophet was asked the question, يَسَأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. The question is regarding the ruh, the soul. قُلْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ, you say, you reply. He himself teaches the reply to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ, الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Ruh is from the command of my Lord. This much of answer may not please many. Many will say, we have not understood fully. The remaining part of the verse is wonderful. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have been given but very little of knowledge. Why do you boast? You will understand everything. So the complete verse is wonderful. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ قُلِ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So soul is something different. Nafs is that which prompts us. The Quran describes this. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. Nafs basically drives towards the evil. That is the first stage. Nafsa ammara. The Quran describes three nafs. Nafsa ammara, nafsa lahuama, nafsa mutmainna. The first verse in Surah Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salam's name, Surah Yusuf. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Basically, nafs gives the evil promptings. Soul is the basis of creation. That is why we are alive. But once we are alive, we have a fight. Nafs on one side. The basic stage is nafs ammara, which prompts to us evil. The support in the Quran is Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. Next stage is nafsa lagwama. That nafs which has developed to a certain extent in its belief, in its faith, in its actions, is at a higher stage now. Now he has learned to reproach himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a swearing in the Holy Quran. Surah Qiyamah. La uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyamah. I swear by the day of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the day of resurrection. Second swearing is very mysterious, very wonderful. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. I swear by the soul, not the soul, but the nafs, which reproaches, rebukes itself. You are going to the office. The time is over. You are running. Suddenly your wife tells you something. You become very angered. You become very angry with her, talk very loudly, take the keys, shut the door of the car and drive. As you are driving, you feel, aha, I have not done the correct thing. She didn't do anything for which I should have been so much angry. You reproach yourself. This nafs is nafs al-lawwama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a swearing by His name. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَ. That is another part of the story. We are talking about nafs al-lawwama. There in Surah Qiyamah, two remaining verses are wonderful. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّا نَجْمَعَ عِظَامًا. Does man think that I will never create him from his bones which has become dust? بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ نُصَوِّيَ بَنَانًا. No, I am powerful enough not only to recreate him after death, but also I will create perfectly as they are, the tips of the fingers. Banan means tips of the fingers. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ نُصَوِّيَ بَنَانًا. That's about the other part. We are not on that topic. We are talking about nafs. So nafsa ammara is the base state which prompts to us evil. Nafsa lawama is a stage higher than that, where he reproaches himself, oh, I have not done this thing, I should not have done like this. This feeling guilty is nafsa lawama. And the third nafsa is also talked about in the Quran. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya. That is the greatest state. Nafsul mutmainna. You attain that stage only when you have surrendered completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the Prophet Sunnah. Is nafsul mutmainna. The nafs at tranquility. These are the three stages. So nafs is very beautifully described in the Quran. I have given you three examples. Nafs ammara, which prompts to our evil. Nafs lawama, which has developed to a higher state. Now he reproaches himself for certain deeds. You have not done this thing. You should not have done it like this. He has a feeling of good and bad, and the good prevails, but he feels guilty whenever he does something which is not right. Last one is nafs mutmainna. So our journey to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to attain nafs mutmainna, so that he addresses us, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainna. Oh, the nafs of tranquility. Irji'i ila rabbiki. Return to your Lord. Radiyatan, mardiyatan. You are happy with him. He is happy with you. He is satisfied with you. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Enter my servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Enter from amongst my dear servants. وَدُخُلِي jannati, enter my paradise. So that is the journey of the nafs, from lawwama to mutmainna, from ammara to lawwama. The nafs is addressed very much in the Quran. Nafs, there is no equivalent term in English. We can translate it as person, as being. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The translation is usually made, every soul will taste death. But the nafs is not the correct translation, soul. No, soul is different. Nafs is, as I have tried to describe with my poor knowledge, every nafs, every person, whether he is male or female, will taste the kullu nafs in zaikatul maut. So nafs is that part of our being which prompts us towards the evil. This has to be taken, put under control. It is to be laid in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our being and our nafs is synonymous to a certain extent. But nafs is the item which prompts us to us evil. Shaitan is the external coordinator. Nafs is the prompter which is inside, which asks all the time. So the topic, purification of the heart, I want to submit, is a very important part of our Islam. We should feel proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us enter Islam. We have been made Muslims. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not an attainment. We have not attained this state by our trials, by our efforts. It is His blessing. He has bestowed this blessing upon us. So it is our duty to control nafs. I recited a few verses from the Holy Quran, very famous verses. فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى, whoever transgressed, followed the incorrect way, وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, gave preference to the life of this world, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Hell is his destination, hell is his abode. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ. There the word nafs comes. This word didn't come in the first stage. Second part. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, who became afraid that I will meet my Lord. I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. What will be my state? How shall I approach Him? What shall I answer? The word in Arabic is khafa. Khafa maqama rabbihi. This is a very important stage in Islam. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, he was afraid. He was fearful. How shall I meet my Lord? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this fear controls every action. خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Second word is very important. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He controlled his nafs, didn't allow him to, the nafs to do as his desires prompt him. نَهَا النَّفْسَ. نَهَا means say no, I will not obey you. I will obey my Allah. I will obey the Prophet. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Hawa means desires of the self. My desire is to do this, my desire is to do that, my desire is to do that. These are hawa. The controlling factor is the Prophet. No, my Prophet didn't ask me to do like this. I cannot do it. That is how he controls. This is a very general formula. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Controlled his nafs, didn't allow it to move according to his desires. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Paradise is his abode. Very simple formula. So I said, we should be proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Islam, has given us the Quran. A simple prayer which is to be uttered when you finish eating is Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. I had the opportunity of being beside a very learned scholar of Islam who explained, why do you put وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ in the prayer after eating? You have just taken the food, you have drank some drinks. So the first two are very appropriate. Alhamdulillah alladhi, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَطْعَمَنَا, He has given us the food. وَسَقَانَا, He has given us the drink. Finish. Why وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ here in the prayer after eating? The Shaykh explained, because eating food when you are hungry, you easily understand what a blessing it is. Oh, I am full now. The hunger makes you unhappy. When you drink, you are thirsty, you easily understand. But you never understand what Islam has given you. What a blessing it is. It is a far higher blessing than the food and the drink. Iman. So thank Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention the purpose. He teaches. Say Alhamdulillah. There is a verse in the Quran, قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wonderful verse in the Quran. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. You say Alhamdulillah. Next, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. Peace be upon His servants whom He has chosen. Main point is the Prophets. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. We don't know the order, but we execute the order all right. We say, Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam. Muslims throw the whole world, Panwala, Biliwala, man of the street, you mention the name of any prophet, says Moses, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. So the order is executed perfectly all right throughout the whole Muslim world, even after 1400 years. But we don't know there is an order. Qul alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah, wa salamun ala ibadi alladhin istafa. Peace be upon the prophets, upon the servants he selected. So Islam is a great blessing upon us. Alhamdulillah ala deen al-Islam. This gives a religion, Islam gives a religion which is well documented. You see history, put aside the verse of the Quran. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. The prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son. And the two were reconstructing the Kaaba, they prayed like this. Next they prayed, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Make us Muslims, make us one surrendered fully to you. My purpose is to go to the third verse of the Guru. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. O our Lord, send amongst my future generation a prophet. He is praying. How many years ago, historians and the Muhaddisun almost agree. How many years from today did Ibrahim and his son Ismail live? Approximately 3,900 years ago. 2,500 years before our prophet arrived, Ibrahim a.s. was in this world. And after the prophet we have come in the world after 1,400 years. So 1400 years after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and 2500 years before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet used to say, I am the answer to my grandfather's prayer. My grandfather Ibrahim prayed to Allah, and Allah has sent me. How many years after the prayer? 2500 years after the prayer. Prayed upon. What is the prayer? وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. What will the Prophet do? The dua presents it, keeps it in alive. Four works. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. He will recite the verses of yours. He will recite your verses. These are the verses of the Quran. You just had the recitation. 1400 years have passed. How the Quran is recited? يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. Second, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. He will teach them the book, the meaning, the inner meaning, significance. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He will teach them wisdom. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. That is the point on the question. And will purify them. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. That is tazkiyah. So the four basic works which Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed, O Allah, O our Lord, send amongst my future generation a prophet. What will he do? He will do these works. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. He will recite upon mankind your verses. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. He will teach the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He will teach wisdom. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. He will purify. This purification is an item which you will not find in any other religion. تَزْكِيَةً. تَزْكِيَةً نَفْس. Simplest example is niya, intention. This is in branch 5, I again repeat. We have to do amal as-salihah. لَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. What are the amal as-salihah? Righteous deeds. There are five. First one, aqaid, fundamentals of faith. If one is in error in this branch, his salah is void. Ibadah, muamala, muashara, everything goes out. First branch is aqaid, fundamentals of faith. These are very clearly given to the children in the very early age. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa al-yawmi al-akhiri wa al-qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wa al-ba'si ba'd al-maut. The seven basic pillars. There are many of these areas. Belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, belief in His angels, belief in His divine books, belief in His prophets, belief in the last day, belief in taqdeer, predestination, belief in the day when will be selected, life after death. Seven items. That is aqaid, branch number one. Branch number two is ibadat, which we generally understand as the basis of taqwa. We generally consider a person saying second branch, ibadat. Does he say prayers five times? Does he fast during Ramadan? Does he do this? Does he do this? We say, well, he's a very good Muslim. We never care to understand whether he is good in the first item. How much correct is his belief? Does he believe that Quran is sent by Muhammad, written by Muhammad or sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If he thinks Quran has been written by Muhammad, will his belief be acceptable? And if the belief is not acceptable, his ibadah, his muamala, his muashara, his tazkiyah, everything goes to wide. So the first item is very important. Number two, ibadah, we understand this very well. Number three, muamala, our transactions, all transactions in life. Number four, muashara, social dealings, behavior to the people around us. Number five is tazkiyah, internal character. I put before you very simple example of branch number five, akhlaq, interior character. The person, what you may live with your wife for 50 years, she does not know what is going on in your mind. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. There is internal character. Very simple example of the branch 5 is niyyah, intention. If somebody comes to the prayer room and a sharp prayer, he says, Allah, I intend to pray Zuhur Salat, 4 rakas. Actually he is praying Isha. And then he starts the prayers. When he goes to ruku, he thinks, oh ho, I have said Zuhur prayers. Actually I am praying Isha prayers. What will the angels write down? All the scholars of Islam say they will write according to intention. Your intention was to say Isha prayers. Your uttering by mouth, I am going to say Zuhur prayers, will not be written. What you utter is not intention. Intention is a state of mind. That is the first item of tazkiya. First item of tazkiya is niyyah. And accordingly this has been placed in the Bukhari Sharif as the first hadith. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Your actions will be judged according to intention. Why Allah is intention? Can you show somebody, this is my intention? You swear by Allah. I swear by Allah, that is my intention. The judgment will be made before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, there is a very important hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates it. Description is very simple is, three persons will be judged on the day of resurrection. First, a very rich person who used to give a lot of alms, a very great scholar of Islam and a martyr. The rich man will be asked, I gave you so much of wealth, what did you do? He would say, I spent it for the poor. So many orphans, so many widows, so many orphans used to get my money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, you didn't do it to please me. He wanted people, reputation from the people. So it will be ordered that turn his face down, put his legs up, throw him down. Similarly for the martyr, it will be asked, what did you do with your life, this life that I gave you? He will say, I fought for Islam. I gave my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, you did this so that people call you a hero. You wanted to satisfy the people. Third, the scholar of Islam will be asked, what did you do with so much of ilm I gave you? He will say, Allah, I spread Islam, I taught men to good deeds, I lectured in America. People were very happy, they gave me acclamation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, you didn't do it to earn my satisfaction. You need to earn reputation from the people. So all three will be put in the hell. This is a very simple example. The main point is intention. Intention is the first item in tazkiya. Very simple item. There are many items. The scholars of Islam generally put 10 bad qualities internally and 10 good qualities internally. One has to purify from the first 10, attain the remaining 10. How to purify is very simple. Intention must be to please Allah.
9:35 Desha prayer?
Mm-hmm.
9:35 Desha prayer?
Oh, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. 10 o'clock.
But Azan, when Azan? Can you look?
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. سبحان الله الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر.
9:33 أذان 9:33 up to we can go up to 9:45 then some of them will wudu. Azan will call at 9:45.
You have another 15 minutes.
Okay. I was submitting before you the importance of tazkiya, purification. And I mentioned before you that 3900 years from today, 3900 years from today, Ibrahim alayhi salam included in his prayer, what will this prophet do? رَبَّنَا وَعَسْفِهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Same amongst my future generation a prophet. What will he do? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. He recites your verses. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do what? Number one, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. He will recite your verses. The word is your verses. Oh Allah, your verses. Which verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited throughout the world for the last 1400 years? Ayatul Quran. See how our religion is full of matters of pride for us. وَالْعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. We will teach the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. We will teach wisdom. Zakim, purified. So I am just submitting some items of purification. First item of purification is intention. What is my intention? Our intentions are quite often grabbed by culture. It is the American culture, you know, whenever you try to have a talk in the house, you must feed people. Is this a sunnah? If somebody tells us, well, this is not a sunnah, come out from this practice. No, no, we cannot come out. How will people think? How will people think if I don't do it? The culture dominates us. The sunnah doesn't dominate. The scholars of Islam are laughed at. When they come to speak to us, look, this is not good. Do this according to sunnah. Don't do it according to your culture. What is culture? Culture is the development of human people. Man decides the culture. We have to follow what the Prophet ﷺ did. His express injunctions have to obey, but we can't do it because our culture prevents us. But people will say dominates us. So intention is the first item. A very important item is anger, the internal state. Anger is a very desirable quality also. If your wife is attacked by some miscreants on the way, and if you don't say anything, if your anger is not raised, you are not a human being. Anger is a very desired quality. But it has to be kept under control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. There is a beautiful verse in the Quran. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. I have recited from the middle of the verse. The verse actually starts much earlier. فَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَأُعِدَّتِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Surah Ali Imran. Wonderful verse. Race, sarihu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, race, run towards. Run towards what? Sarihu ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannatin arduha as-samawati wal ardh. Run, race towards the forgiveness of your Lord, ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. And the paradise whose vastness is like the vastness of the earth and the sky, then uiddat lil muttaqin, this has been made for the muttaqin. Who are the muttaqin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines. He has defined muttaqin in the beginning of Surah Baqarah. Hudallil muttaqin. Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib. Those who believe in ghaib. Unseen, not unseen. All senses cannot perceive it. Wa yuqeemuna as-salah. Establish prayers. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. They spend from the wealth I have given them. So definition of muttaqoon is there in the Surah Baqarah beginning. But here in Surah Ali Imran, the definition is repeated, but in another way. وَإِذَّةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The paradise I have made for this muttaqin. Who are the muttaqin? Allah defines. أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend their wealth in poverty and in affluence. Whether he is affluent or whether he is in poverty, he spends some money for earning the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ Next, this is the item of importance. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those who control their anger. He is a muttaqun. Who is a muttaqun? Who is a God-fearing person? وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Number one. Number one, to spend his wealth for the path of satisfaction of Allah in poverty and in affluence. Number two, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Number three, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. He forgives people. Allah, we heard Bul Muhsineen. So three items are here. Those who spend their wealth, those who control their anger. This is the item of our particular discussion. Anger is a state of mind. Nobody can see it, how angry you are. How angry you are. In English, there is a famous saying, anger is only one letter below danger. Anger, A-N-G-E-R. Is only one letter below, danger. D-A-N-G-E-R. In Islam, controlling of anger is a very important job. Very famous incidents in the Hadith. A companion of the Prophet asked him for some nasiha. The Prophet said, La taghdab, don't be angry. He said, give me some more nasiha. He said, La taghdab, don't be angry. He said again, give me some nasiha. He said, La taghdab. Thrice our Prophet repeated this, don't be angry, don't be angry, don't be angry. He means anger in ordinary cases. Anger is necessary in many places. Your bravery cannot come without anger. But here the main point is becoming angry with people around you. You don't care about this, but the Quran stresses it so much. وَالْكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Then in the verse after that, there is some more items which describe the muttaqin. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Wonderful verse. And those people are also God-fearing people. Very interesting. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Those who do shameful acts, fahisha, or ظَلَمَ أَنفُسَهُمْ, or lower sins, but after they have done the wrong amal, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, seek His forgiveness. So Allah, I have made a mistake, forgive me. They are also mutaqin. الَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ, they remember Allah, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. This istighfar is given great virtue in Islam. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. This was in the lecture of Nuh alayhi salam. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. This istighfar, seeking His forgiveness, is an amal of great virtue. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Who is there who will forget? Wonderful way of expressing. Which means Allah will definitely forgive you. You approach Him with good intention, with utter sincerity. Allah is ever ready to forgive you. So, we are discussing this tazkiyah. The item here is number one. Tazimin al-ghayz, controlling the anger. Number two, wal-afina an-nas, forgiving people. This is another state of mind inside. This is a good quality. I will not forgive him. He has done such an ugly deed. I will never forgive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal-afina an-nas, forgive people. Don't you laugh that he also forgives you one day? Forgive people. But our internal state doesn't allow us to be. So that is a state. It's an attainment, coming aside. So we have discussed intention, purification of our intention. It's very easy. You have desire to do certain things to show people. Suddenly you remember, no, I have not done the correct thing. I should do it for satisfaction of Allah. You change your heart. You just think for a while and say, Allah, I am doing this for your desire. Accept it. These examples are full in the companion stories. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was sitting before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, none will have the complete faith before he loves me more than himself, more than his family, more than himself. Umar radiallahu ta'ala promptly replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you very much, but I cannot say I love you more than myself. Clear. The Prophet said, Umar, then you are not a complete believer. Umar thought for a while. After a few seconds, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I can now say, I love you more than myself. How much time did it take to change the state of mind? So this fifth branch is a wonderful branch. Rectifications can be done in a few seconds, not even seconds, less than seconds. Intention. Number two, anger. Number three, kibr, pride, haughtiness. I know things. I am the best of persons. All others are much lower in intelligence, wealth, grading. This is a dangerous state of mind. There is a smaller stage than kibr. Kibr is utter haughtiness, being proud. The lesser state is ujubun, ayn jimba, ujubun, which means self-glorification. Thinking in your mind, I am the best person in this city. Nobody is there like me. I recite the Quran so much. I say my prayers in Salah, Jamaat, I say Tahajjud every night, I spend so much of money, I go for Hajj, I am good, I am good, I am good. This feeling I am good is haram. If you say, Alhamdulillah, I am nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this opportunity, He has bestowed upon me this, then it is shukr. There is a good state of the heart. But if you don't mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace, then it is wujub. self-glorification. This is haram. The ugliest stage is an wujud, is kibar. Considering oneself to be good, others to be down. This is a dangerous disease. And this disease is the root of many other evils. Many other internal conditions develop because of that. So, kibar is a very dangerous disease of the heart. It has to be controlled. Kibar prevents us from many good deeds. Oh, what does he know? This Maulana, this scholar of Islam. I study Islam every night. I study five tafsirs. I study Bukhari Sharif translation by five authors. I am such, I am such. I am much more knowledgeable than him. What does this poor Maulana know? This feeling of detestation for the ulama is a dangerous disease. Our Prophet gave them the title, Fazlul Alimi ala al-Abidi ka fadli ala adnakum. It's a very famous saying, very simple saying. The status of an alim over an abid is like my status over you. But generally the feeling in the whole Muslim world, people like us who have attained English education, who are the superior people in the trade, business, commerce, offices, engineering, in every field of life, we laugh at those people who talk about Islam. They are ignored. They are neglected. There is a verse in the Holy Quran which talks about mujrimun and kafirs, sinners and believers. But many scholars of Islam point out this is the state of condition right now. The ulama, the scholars of Islam are not looked down up, they are looked down upon. What do these people know? Poor people. You should remember a very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bada al-Islamu ghariban. Islam started its journey as a stranger. فَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَى Soon it will turn into a stranger again. فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى Good news for the strangers. Who are the strangers? Look at the hadith. It uses the word stranger 1, 2, 3. بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا Islam started its journey as a stranger, unknown, uncared for, nobody cares for him. If his identity is not known, you don't show any respect. A poor man on the street, who is that? If you are told, he is brother of Sheikh Hasina, immediately you show him another respect. His identity is not known. He is an unknown person, poor person, uncared for person. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses this word for Islam. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam started its journey as a stranger. فَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَى Soon it will become a stranger again. فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى Good news for the strangers. Who are the strangers for whom he gives the good news? Himself tells in hadith, in four lines. هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسُ مِنْ سُنَّةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ They are the people who set right my sunnah after the people have distorted it. After the people have distorted it. Many sunnah are like this. They are dead. Who will revive them? The ulama of Islam have done this throughout the ages. They have remained unknown. They have remained uncared for. People in the rich state have neglected them, ignored them, despised them. So the verse in the Quran is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَدْحَكُونَ Simple translation. The sinners, the word is مُجْرِمُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا Those who sin. The sinners laugh, ridicule, mock at the believers. The scholars of Islam say, no, put the ulama in the first aid. They are looked down upon. They are laughed at. They are mocked at. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَدْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ When they pass by them, they wink at them. Oh, Maulvi, ulama, imam. Imams are shown some respect, alhamdulillah. Particularly in America, they are in a far better state. But the state in Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, I have seen with my own eyes. Whenever you are mentioned, he is an alim. He is given very little respect. The word in the Quran is wonderful. فَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ When they pass by them, they wink at them. Poor fellow. He is only after Akhirah. He doesn't understand the word. Wonderful expression in the Quran. فَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ When they pass by them, they wink at them. فَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّهَا وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ قَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ When they return to their homes, comfortable homes, they again talk about those people he saw in the street. Oh, these poor people, I saw many of them on the street today. These Maulvis, they don't understand anything. They don't do anything of production, unproductive labor. Putting people to heads is unproductive. The most important work of the Quran, memorizing it, is considered wastage of time, wastage of brain. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. When they say they are gone out of the poor people. I remained with this great man for 13 years. I told you I am a simple electrical engineering graduate.
You have another 4 minutes time.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. I have 5 sons and 2 daughters. All 7 of them have memorized the Quran. Alhamdulillah. But I was charged on a plane in 1988. I was returning from Jeddah to Bangladesh, Dhaka. In the plane, those who freed us, gentleman was there who was my class friend in Dhaka College in 1956-57. He said me, well, Hamid, how are you? This and that. At dead of night he came again. Hamid, you will answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. I said, what shall I answer? Why have you not made even a single one of your daughters and son an engineer, being an electrical engineer? You will answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why you have done this thing to your children? His affection for me is undoubted. But look at the wording. I replied, Alhamdulillah, I have done this because I want to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave me this opportunity of mixing with the scholars of Islam and the virtues of the Quran. That is why I have given my sons and daughters the best possible education. Because our Prophet says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is the one who teaches the Quran, learns the Quran and teaches it. He became silent. Because he said, you will answer before Allah. And I said, I have done this to answer before Allah. So this is the state of condition. Kibar. I am rich. نَانُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا. We have more riches. We have my sons are very well established. You know, my eldest son is in Harvard. Second son in Berkeley, third daughter will go to... No, my sons are not like this, that is how we boast. Our pride, I am saying this is the third important disgrace of the nafs. Proud, feeling proud, haughtiness. I know, I understand, I am better. This is the quality of shaitan. He said, what is the saying shaitan said? What is Shaitan said, I am better than Adam.
أنا خيرٌ منه.
أنا خيرٌ منه. I am better than him. خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. You created me from fire. You created Adam from dust. Who told him that dust is less important than fire, which is more important? In one moment you are proud, you forget that is the actual state of condition. So that is the third important disease of the heart. I have discussed 3 important diseases for purification. One is niya, one is anger, one is kibar, haughtiness, being proud. I am rich, I am educated. These poor people, they don't understand. They are the strangers about whom the Prophet says, هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُسْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسُ مِنْ سُنَّتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ. I will talk about only one and then finish for today. Very important quality of the heart is رِزَا بِالْخَزَى. Being satisfied with what Allah has done. This is a very important internal quality. Your wife is lying by your side. Every night she sleeps beside you for 50 years. She doesn't know what is in your state, what is in your mind. Your son dies, 26 years of age. He married 2 years earlier. There is a baby, 1 year old. You think, oh Allah, what have you done? I am such a good person. I am so righteous. I say prayers like this, I say tahajjud, I spend so much of money. Now you take care of my son. He is not happy with Allah. This is called this person doesn't have Reza bil Qaza. He doesn't have satisfaction with the decree of Allah. To be happy with the decree of Allah is a very important quality of internal state. Reza bil Qaza is the name given by the scholars. Reza bil Qaza, being satisfied with the decree of Allah is a very important quality. So I have discussed 4, enough for today. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulil Kareem. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.